Call it Paw Bubba Sparks. S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S- You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe and wonderful start to the work week. It is a pleasure on the Hardee's Hotline at 648-1051. To be joined by Tennessee baseball coach Dave Serrano, hard to believe already entering his fifth season. The Volunteers will not be opening in Knoxville this week or anywhere else except AT&T Field. Friday at 5 o'clock, they will open their season against Memphis, and then they have Saturday and Sunday games at 1 p.m. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, we've got to start. We are going to get to this weekend in just a sec, but obviously a few weeks ago, reports that Josh Dobbs was practicing with the team. How did that go, and is he coming down to Chattanooga?
Well, Josh had he was with us for about a week working out, and he just kind of wanted to see where his baseball skills were. I was part of the recruitment when he came here to Tennessee years ago. Each year he's talked to me, and it wasn't a good fit for him to do that. He came out for four or five practices, and Josh and I sat down, and we thought at this time it was probably best for him, and this was part of his decision to stick with football. And, you know, I told him that he's part of our team. Anytime he wants to come out and be in the dugout at home games, he's welcome. He's a fine young man. He has his priorities in line, and I wouldn't be surprised next year after his football career is over if he makes it run and being on the baseball team. But unless he's in the stands watching us and supporting us, he won't be with us this weekend.
Gotcha. All right, now, you've been dealing with Tim Morgan of the sports committee down here, Rich Mazingo, the Lookout's president and GM. How did this kind of come about, you opening the season at AT&T Field?
Well, they approached me about playing some games down there, and the most natural is us playing a midweek game against Georgia Tech, and that being the middle ground for us to meet, and that's something we're talking about doing in the future. But then it came to my mind, why not open the season there against Memphis, an in-state team, bring our game to Chattanooga. A lot of people that, you know, we have a lot of Tennessee supporters down there and that don't get a chance to make that hour-and-a-half drive each and every day to see us play, so I thought it'd be a good way for us to take our team down there and open up the season so people of not only the Chattanooga area, but maybe some North Georgia area people that don't get to see our team play each and every week and get a chance to come closer and watch us play at AT&T Park.
I was talking to Rich Mazingo earlier today, and I know you know everybody in baseball looks at the weather forecast. Friday's supposed to be 68 and sunny. There's always the risk of February baseball, as you well know, but it's kind of nice what seems to be dialed up for Friday's opener.
Yeah, it does, and we just keep our fingers crossed that the small percentage of rain for Saturday and Sunday stay away. You know, compared to what we've been very lucky this winter so far in our workouts, that it's just been over the last few days that we've been taken off the field because of wet conditions, snowy conditions, and cold conditions. But for the first 2 weeks, we didn't miss a beat on the field. So we don't have excuses that we haven't had a lot of field time. We think this weekend's going to be beautiful. I hope that the community of Chattanooga comes out and sees us and the Memphis Tigers play for three games this weekend.
You're listening to Tennessee baseball coach Dave Serrano here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, thanks again for taking the time. Tell a lot of our listeners what are a few of the strong points of your group coming back this year?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's the headline name is Nick Senzel. Nick is a junior third baseman for us. He's starting his first season at third base. He's been a second baseman and a DH in his first 2 years. Nick comes back from being voted the MVP of the Cape Cod League, which is the most prestigious summer league in America. He was also rated the number one prospect out of the Cape Cod League. That's the first time that a player has got both those accolades in many years. Nick has not disappointed us this fall. He's a great athlete out of Farragut High School that has really come into his own. But I think the basis of our team is going to be our pitching. And that's where I'm cautiously optimistic, because pitching wins games. And I really feel that our weekend rotation, what we're going to run out there, the guys behind them that we're going to be, and the guys that close the game, are definitely guys that are SEC caliber and very talented. And that's where my optimism is because I think we've pitched extremely well since we come back. We've got good arms. We've got good mixtures of left-right combinations. And I think we're going to play really good defense. The whole key to our team, though, is how we can surround ourselves around Nixon Bell. We know he's going to be a superstar and is a superstar, but it's going to be the guys around him and what they're capable of doing because he can't be a one-man show for us offensively.
Coach, as David said, you're going into your fifth year. Has the kind of the rebuilding and the reworking of this program taken a little longer than you thought?
Absolutely. I'd be the first to say that. It has taken a lot longer than I thought. And I think from within of what I saw when I got here, where it is now, I see progress. But I know progress is judged by what the results are on the field. And we have not been consistent enough with the results on the field. And there's no bigger critic than I am on myself. And our coaching staffs are on ourselves. And we have a wonderful group of kids. For the first time, we're a veteran team, to be honest with you. I mean, we've got 8 seniors on our team this year. And that's not seniors because they aren't good enough to get drafted. They're seniors because of the fact some of them turned down money as juniors. Some of them had some injuries along the way that made them stay for their senior year. And it's 8 seniors that are going to make big contributions to this team. And I'm excited about our experience level. I think that's the one advantage we have going into this weekend against Memphis. Is Memphis has got some key players, but most of their team is young. And I know what that's like to be young, especially at the Division I level, and we've been that way before. But we don't have that excuse anymore. We should be ahead of other teams because of the amount of games that have been pitched and played by guys that are returning to our program.
You're listening to Dave Serrano, baseball coach at Tennessee, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Dave, of course, you were an assistant at Tennessee in 95 and 96. You got to work with Todd Helton and R.A. Dickey. We had R.A. on the show last summer. If you had to say, what's the biggest difference, biggest changes between college baseball now going back to then?
Well, first and foremost, the bats. The bats have changed. The bats were electric back then. It was, it was home run after home run. Scores were elevated. Why they made the change to the bat is because for safety factors for the players. I can just go off of the SEC and what I experienced in 95, 96 when we were having a lot of success at Tennessee under Coach Delmonico and my current assistant Larry Simcox from Chattanooga area, obviously. Probably the biggest change to the SEC is the fact that schools like Vanderbilt, schools like Kentucky, schools that back then were almost guaranteed 3 wins on a weekend, those now are national powers. And so that the level of play around the SEC is, I mean, all 14 teams is very competitive. Not saying it wasn't competitive back then, but you had your weekend that you could store up, and you were pretty sure that if you showed up and played good baseball, you were going to get at least 2 wins and maybe 3. That's not the case anymore. It's a 30-game war that we enter each and every year when we play in the SEC, and I think that's the biggest thing that has changed in this conference is how the balance of power has been spread all over. And I think that's in college baseball. There's not, you notoriously see different teams popping up every year. I think there's a real true balance of college baseball throughout the whole country now.
All right, Dave, when we have great guests like you, we like to close with a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
I am.
All right. Who is the SEC team to beat this spring?
Florida.
If one of your players started calling you Pedro Serrano, would you be cool with that?
I'd be cool with that, yes, in a respectful way.
Okay.
Is it tougher to win in the SEC in football or baseball?
Baseball.
Off the top of your head on this question, who's the best SEC player you've ever seen?
Todd Helton.
Who is the coolest head coach on Tennessee's staff, regardless of sport?
Dave Serrano.
Nice! I like a guy who believes in himself. Who's got the craziest baseball fans in the league?
Probably LSU, by far.
What's the best Larry Simcox story that's fit for radio?
That a lady, Larry's getting up there in age like I am too, and our bodies have gone a little bit south, so to speak. And we had a recruit in town over Christmas break, and it was over during our camps, we were walking the mom around with the young man, and the lady turned to Larry and said, his nickname is Slim, and from years back, obviously. And the lady looked at Larry and said, I've got to ask you, I'm serious. Why is your nickname Slim? That's all that needs to be said.
That's a lot to be said, Coach. Can this bunch you've got this year get to Omaha?
Well, I don't want to put that expectation on them. My goal right now is we want to get to the postseason. We want to go beyond just getting to the SEC tournament. We want to go deep in the SEC tournament, and I want this program to be back in regional play, hopefully soon. You get in regional play and anything can happen. When you get in those small tournaments of four teams, anything can happen. And I've been there before with teams that once you get in the tournament, it's a new season. I just want to get this program back to postseason.
Dave, listen, in addition to being radio co-hosts, we're also sports writers, Jay and I, and the starting times of 5 p.m., 1 p.m., and 1 p.m. are like the world's most friendly starting times for a sports writer, so we certainly appreciate that.
Well, it's also friendly for weather, too.
Right.
About 8 o'clock at night, it's going to get a little chilly, and you're going to want to get out of there. So we're excited about coming down there. We hope the people come out and support, and I'm excited to be in Chattanooga this weekend long, and hopefully we bring a lot of success to that stadium.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for taking some time here on Press Row, and best of luck this weekend. Looking forward to seeing you Friday.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Dave Serrano, Tennessee baseball coach, joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.